You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. This Thursday, we're going to find out what happened to U.S. GDP in the second quarter. Spoiler alert, it's going to be grim. It is also a reminder that as Republicans and Democrats negotiate the next coronavirus relief package, the economy is not waiting around. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Dr. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
We are going to get GDP numbers for the second quarter on Thursday. How important is that number going to be?
Well, I think it's pretty important as a benchmark of where this economy is. They are going to show the worst decline in GDP that we've really seen in the post-war era. This is the deepest recession that we've seen since World War II. But I think almost immediately people will be pointing to a recovery in the third quarter numbers. And we do expect a bounce back, but it's only a partial bounce back. I think that's the most important thing for people to gather. Because of this widespread pandemic, unfortunately, this is kind of a V-interrupted recovery, and things will be slower for the next few months, next few quarters. Really, until we have a vaccine in place, it's going to be hard for this economy to fully recover.
Well, meanwhile, we have Republicans and Democrats and the White House debating the next round of stimulus to get us through this. They are still negotiating. How long do we have before there are negative economic consequences of nothing getting passed?
Well, unfortunately, the negotiations seem to be coming down to the wire and probably past the wire in terms of economic harm. I mean, it really would be a good thing to have a package in place right now, because particularly for low-income workers who've been laid off, there's rent to be paid. There are a lot of basic economic uncertainties. I do think a deal will be struck, because I think neither side can afford to be the side that scuppers a deal that's so necessary here. But I think this delay for a week or two or maybe more into August, that is quite damaging for an economy that's already really in pretty bad shape here.
David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.